written exams for this year's Leaving Cert exams will start 4 weeks from tomorrow, but students still don't know when they'll get their results. Before COVID, results were available in the middle of August, but results could be delayed again this year because of the public health requirement allowing COVID-positive students sit their exams at a later time. The Central Applications Office, who offer third-level places shortly after exam results, have told the Minister for Education of their concern of the knock-on effect of any delay. We'll hear from the universities shortly. Eimear Neville is president of the Irish Second Level Students Union. She's been talking with our reporter Moira Hannan.
So we do welcome the fact that students are able to, you know, sit these additional exams if they do fall ill, if there's bereavement. It's a really important component to this year's exams. However, we do understand that students are worried because, you know, students are looking back at last year and they're seeing that other students struggled finding accommodation, paying deposits, having to pay multiple deposits because they didn't know where they were going. There were also issues with going abroad and students who wanted to study in other countries and with the delayed results. So what we're asking for now is clarity as soon as possible. We understand that clarity straight away just isn't a possibility because we do not know how many students are going to need this extra set of exams. But as soon as possible, I know students would greatly appreciate that in terms of getting their own stress levels down and ensuring that they have clarity going forward.
That's Eimear Neville, president of the Irish Second Level Students, speaking there. Let's speak now to Jim Miley. He's director general of the Irish Universities Association. Jim Miley, good morning.
Morning, Gavin.
What's your understanding of when Leaving Cert results will be issued?
Well, we don't have clarity. We wrote to the ministry yesterday as well, seeking that clarity. We understand the challenges that the department and the State Exams Commission are facing. But I think they need to tell us a date. And that allows students to plan and it allows colleges to plan. If you go back to last year, you referenced earlier that in a normal year, results are out by the middle of August. Last year, it was the first week of September, so they were 3 weeks late. So we were in a position where actually a number of colleges had already opened by the time first years got their offers. And they were coming in late, which meant that they didn't get the orientation or induction that would be normal, which they normally would get before other students come back. So it's really challenging for students.
If they are delayed, if they aren't going to be in the second week of August, as per usual, can you manage? Can you run again late like last year?
Well, look, universities and colleges can manage, but it's not about the institutions, it's about the students.
Yes.
It's not helpful that first-year students start late. And there are, I mean, your student representative referenced the accommodation issue, which is a huge challenge. We already know that there's a serious shortage of student accommodation. So if you have first years not knowing where they're going to go, not even knowing which city they're going to college, that means they're going to be, in many cases, last in the queue looking for student accommodation when other students have already come back. The other challenge is about overseas students. So a number of our students take courses overseas or are forced to take courses overseas. Last year, for example, we had students on to us in the last week of August who had offers in Warsaw or in Budapest or in the Netherlands. And they felt they had to take those choices because they couldn't risk not getting the place in Dublin or Cork or Galway or wherever they may have wanted to go, which would have been their first choice. So it's putting students and their families it's forcing them into very difficult choices.
Even when results are issued as normal in the middle of August, the time is quite tight between choosing a place, finding somewhere to live, getting yourself sorted out for starting at third level. Ideally, from a university point of view, when would you like to see exams taking place and results being issued?
Well, we think in a normal year it is too late. And in our letter to the ministry yesterday, we reiterated this again. We've said this, we've been saying this for quite a long time now. We believe that the Leaving Cert should be brought forward by at least a month. There's no reason why it can't be. If that's planned over a period, it could be done.
Take place around now.
Years. Well, it could take place around May. Yes, you should have the results before the end of June, and then make the college offers. That leaves a reasonable amount of time. You know, perhaps 5 to 6 weeks. for students and their families to plan before colleges open. And you have to remember that, you know, first round offers will come. I mean, CAO do a remarkable job on the turnaround offers within 3 or 4 days of the Leaving Cert results. But that's only first round offers. You then get into second and third round offers, which take another couple of weeks. So if you brought everything forward by a month, it means that all students would know okay. their choices in time and be able to plan sensibly and you know, get their accommodation and make other arrangements.
Have you ever been given a reason for why it can't take place in May?
Well, Leaving Cert reform, I guess, is an issue that's under discussion at the moment. There's a number of proposals being made. One is that there would be a greater concentration on continuous assessment so that the final exam would be somewhat lesser. But the process of reform, we believe, is too slow. It needs to be accelerated. And we believe this issue of the timing of the final exam, whatever shape the final exam has, well, even if it is not as prominent as it currently is, it should, that decision should be taken sooner, because that would have a really significant effect on students and their families.
Jim Miley, thanks for talking to us. That's Jim Miley, Director General of the Irish Universities Association. With